In 2008, the city of Merced was California's ground zero for the housing crisis. Just a few years before that, the University of California's brand new Merced campus opened outside the city, which arguably drove the overdevelopment that set up the city to fall so hard during the recession. Now, 10 years later, UC Merced has invested in the city with a new downtown building. But as FM89's Carrie Klein reports, an even bigger development is already underway that could bring big dividends for the whole community.
Driving toward the university in eastern Merced County, your first glimpse of campus is likely to be construction cranes towering over rolling hills and grazing cattle. Then it's half-constructed buildings, some wrapped in plastic. Finally, you see the giant hole in the ground with the beginnings of a foundation. Campus spokesman Richard Cummings says it's all part of a project called Merced 2020.
Well, we're about to basically see the largest higher education expansion of its type anywhere in North America. We're building 13 buildings simultaneously.
That includes a dining hall, sports facilities, dorms, labs, and classrooms. By the time it's finished in fall 2020, the school will have the capacity to expand from around 8,000 students to 10,000. Its footprint will double to 219 acres. It'll have so many new spaces that not all of them have been claimed.
That's the great thing about this project is that we're building, we're adding on to our house, so to speak, and now we're trying to go and decide what rooms different kids are going to be living in.
But Merced 2020 isn't all about space. It's about identity and opportunity, expanding the only UC school in the San Joaquin Valley and underscoring its role as a research institution. University Chancellor Dorothy Leland is particularly excited about more laboratory space.
We're going to have a new greenhouse, and we're going to be putting in a very special lab that will allow us to do research on disease-causing organisms. We're also going to have a computational center.
Accessibility is important, too. Leland says the university developed a financing plan for the project that wouldn't raise tuition rates and so wouldn't scare away the very students it's trying to serve.
I think we'll have primarily low-income, first-generation, and underrepresented groups, and that's really the demographic future of California.
On campus, students are excited about future opportunities. Salma Maiman is a UC Merced senior and president of the Undergraduate Students Association.
The swimming pool is a huge one that I know everyone keeps talking about. The rec center is going to be growing. All of our academic buildings that are coming online will offer more classes. That also opens up the conversation to which new majors the school can offer, as well as minors.
The university is also growing into its home in the San Joaquin Valley. Although not a part of Merced 2020, a new downtown administrative center is moving hundreds of jobs into the city of Merced. And even though campus is still 7 miles away, Mayor Mike Murphy says Merced 2020's $1.3 billion investment there is a big deal for the entire area.
To put that in perspective, the city of Merced's general fund, the fund that we have the most discretion over, is about $42 million a year. So their investment is our entire general fund times 30 years.
Murphy says that investment has already led to pressure on the city's housing market.
And so we know that by 2020, we have to have some additional supply of apartments, 1,000 units, just to sort of keep status quo.
It's a tall order and a bit ironic, given what happened 10 years ago. Terry Rusco witnessed the housing crash in Merced from his position as owner of Merced Yosemite Realty.
There was a lot of speculation happening in the housing market. A lot of people were exuberant about the new UC being here. So we kind of were, unfortunately, the poster child of devaluation in property.
But Rusco says renewed development now is a good thing. And excitement about UC Merced is helping the city look toward the future again.
We sat there in the doldrums for, 7 years. And then in 2012, when the UC decided on its 2020 project and it started moving forward, it really made a significant difference.
The Merced 2020 project is slated to be finished by the time students arrive on campus in the fall of 2020. As for what comes next, Chancellor Leland says she hopes planning can begin on a new management school. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.